All right, Riley Gates joining us now, our K-State insider. Riley, there's not a lot going on right now, so this is going to be a kind of on the fly, obviously, with K-State sports. But you are getting ready for the fall camp here for K-State, which does that start on Thursday? You can kind of explain what's going on here in the fall for K-State football and Chris Kleiman's group.
Yeah, you know, luckily we are in that last week where things aren't happening right now, and things will really pick up next week for us personally. But yes, players do report to camp on Thursday, and so that means it is, I guess it means it's technically football season. You know, it's going, and it's no more just off-season workouts, lifting, running, doing routes, things like that. I mean, they're in full-on practice for the first time since spring, so, you know, football is technically back, and that's really good for football fans, obviously, for K-State to be back, and then for us also as well. You know, we're going to have a lot of media opportunities. Just got the schedule yesterday, for the next week or two, kind of right before the season gets going. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of chances to talk to Chris Kleiman, his assistant coaches, the players. I mean, it's going to be real. It becomes real on Thursday. You know, football is finally here and going again, and we're about to see what the 2019 K-State football team is made of.
You talked a little bit about that and what will happen. What as you look at that schedule, I don't even think you probably even got any kind of schedule like that from Bill Snyder, did you?
No, we got an email from SIDs saying media day is this day, and this is the last time you will speak to the team before the first game.
But when you look at that and see maybe some of the things that are on that schedule, what's the biggest difference that strikes you from the way maybe the fall is going to go now with Chris Kleiman compared to the way it did with Bill Snyder?
Well, I mean, I think first and foremost, you have to say open practices. There was always the one fan appreciation day practice that we could attend, but, you know, it's fan appreciation day. They're not going to be doing much. And number two, we weren't allowed to do any, you know, interviews or anything at fan appreciation day. And so it was really pointless. But now I think there's two or three open practices here in the fall camp for us. And, you know, we'll talk to coordinators after that. And I think maybe Coach Kleiman once we'll have player media day on Friday afternoon next week. And so, I mean, it's a lot different in terms of access because, you know, I appreciated the open practices in the spring. I mean, don't get me wrong, those were great, but it's not the same thing. You know, it's spring ball. There's a lot of injuries still recovering from the season. There was obviously a lot of new things coming in with the new coaching staff, and now they've had time to adjust to the system. And so we're really going to see them, I guess, you know, we're not going to see like their, oh, hey, here's what we're going to run the first play of the game of the season, anything like that. But we're really going to see this team in its new sets, formations, just kind of what we're going to get a glimpse of this season, I believe. I think we're going to get an accurate look at the depth chart. I think we'll have an idea of who's playing where, who's starting what position. I mean, it's fall camp is so much significantly different than spring camp. And that's why it's such a blessing to be able to go to this, because it really is a whole lot different.
You talked a little bit about what you're expecting there from that aspect, and I know you probably talked with Wade about some of this here in the past few weeks, but when you go to these first practices and see what's going on in camp, what are some of the things that you're going to be looking for, maybe some changes that you'll be focusing on, maybe you're going to focus on, maybe that you're going to ride on as well, but what are some of those things that you'll be looking for with this year's group at K-State football?
I think one of the biggest storylines is we have to be looking for who's the receivers. You know, obviously what's the departures of Isaiah Zuber and Hunter Risen. K-State's in a very unique position, having only Dalton Schoen back in terms of experienced receivers with tons of time under their belt. And they've got a lot of young options that I think are very capable. But, you know, who is going to be number two? Who is going to be number three? Because you can't just have the one wide receiver system going. I'm interested to see how they line up in terms of coming out in that. I'm really intrigued by what the linebacker position will look like. Not only is it a new defense coming in under Scotty Hazleton, you know, they're going to be playing nickelbacks as linebackers a little bit, so that's unique. But also the loss of Justin Hughes makes for an interesting setup. You know, who's going to be the linebackers out there? We know probably Elijah Sullivan and Daquan Patton, but has someone else emerged as a, you know, a good backup candidate there, or perhaps even a better option to start over Elijah or Daquan? So those are two key positions I'm really interested on. And then obviously just, kind of the holes along the secondary, cornerback, safety, some departures there due to graduation and whatnot. We got to see who has stepped up in the spring, the summer, and going into fall camp to see kind of who those guys might be and who might be taking over those responsibilities.
We're talking with Riley Gates, GoPowerCat.com, brought to you by Hanson Oxen Realty in Beloit and Heineken Electrical Residential and Commercial Electric Service Company. So that's the basis of what's going on in football. I know that you've had some stories out about maybe some new targets for K-State recruiting in basketball. Is there anything new from that aspect at this point in time?
Yeah, it's actually really picking up. We always see the early fall. We see late August, early September, some official visits start getting set up. They start getting kids to campus and, get an idea, because a lot of these kids like to decide before the basketball season starts, and that means they got to be taking their officials in September and early parts of October. And it really looks like K-State's done some significant movement on the 2020 class in terms of getting visits set up. They've got five official visitors coming in from that first football game. They've got two that weekend so far, and then they've got three the next weekend. And those are five guys coming out to Manhattan to really, and I think that they're in good position with a lot of them. The first weekend, it's two St. Louis kids that they've been digging after for a while now, and I think they have the realistic shot to land at least one of them, if not both of them. Honestly, I think that both of them would kind of fit the system, and I think that K-State has done a lot of work with both of them. And so those are that first weekend of football season is big, obviously, for football, but it's really big for the 2020 basketball class. And then the next weekend in September there, it's three more targets that they're pretty big in terms of kind of where they would sit on the list. I don't know if I necessarily want to say that they're backup targets by any means. But I guess I would say that I feel as if that first weekend is more important than the second weekend to really make an impression, because I feel like if you're looking at K-State's board in their coaching room, those two targets from St. Louis, Luke Kazuki and Davian Bradford, are probably going to be the two biggest guys on their board, if I'm guessing.
So we'll continue to talk with you about K-State basketball recruiting as we go on as well. Next week, you might have an opportunity to watch a K-State women's basketball player play, right? Peyton Williams in the Pan American Games for the United States. It was cool to see that tweet yesterday with her USA jersey with her name on it. What can you tell me about that and what she's doing down there, if you know much about that or if you'll be following that?
Yeah, I'm going to do all I can to stay in touch with it. I need to look into I guess what the viewing options are on that. I'm guessing there'll be a stream somewhere on that, and if not on cable, I don't exactly know where the easiest way to view it would be, but I know that Peyton obviously made an impression on that team, and to be one of the 12 picked is pretty special, and I think it does a lot for her. I think it does a lot for the program. So far, it's still pretty early. I know, it hasn't necessarily heard a whole lot in terms of reports back, but, I know in the next, week or so, kind of talk to some people, figure out how things are going out there. I've got one guy out there I know that works pretty closely with her, and then, people back here that are pretty well connected to her. So we'll kind of follow to see how Peyton does out there, how the U.S. does. Frankly, I'm not sure what the difficulty level of the other teams are. When Bruce took over the World Cup team this past summer, I kind of knew, hey, they're probably going to win just because the U.S. always has the best players, and I would imagine it's kind of the same thing for the women's team. But, I think it'll be really interesting to see how this team fares and also how Peyton Williams does with the team.
Riley Gates again with us from GoPowerCat.com, our Wildcat insider from Hanson Oxen and Realty in Beloit, Heineken Electric Residential and Commercial Electric Service Company. What do you got going on right now at GoPowerCat, Riley?
Yeah, I think, kind of like I said, it's the last real slower week just in terms of getting back out to fall camp next week. But we do have things going, hitting basketball recruiting kind of hard this week. I'm working on a notebook right now that kind of has a collection of a lot of these top targets, those guys I just mentioned a minute ago, and kind of where everything stands with everybody. Dietrich Frischen's got a little bit of a series going, kind of looking at the best numbers put up, tackles, receiving, rushing, you know, all those types of numbers over the last 10 years and kind of where this year's team would need the numbers they need to hit to be part of the last 10 years, you know, kind of in that top peak. And so just kind of getting through this last week here, getting to fall camp, and then being able to do some real solid some digging, some reporting on kind of what is going on with the team right now and kind of where everything sits. Pretty excited to get back out there and really get a feel for how the Wildcats are going to look in 2019.
You're telling me D. Scott's doing stories about numbers? You're kidding me.
I know, it's a little bit crazy to think that D. Stat Fritchin has a stat, but no, he does.
Yeah, he does. I enjoy reading all that stuff, too. He does a great job with those daily things that he's done in the last couple of years, and it's been fun to just have a daily story like that. So, okay, time for the off-the-wall question. And today's off-the-wall question, Riley, what's a holiday that doesn't exist that you'd like to create? It can be either something you make up or maybe some kind of day that you feel should be a holiday that isn't. What's a holiday that doesn't exist that you'd like to create?
Oh, that's a good question. There's a lot of them out there. Oh, man. Man, I think I've always said that I always thought that you should get Thursday and Friday of Masters week off because to watch the Masters.
Yeah.
I think that Selection Sunday is obviously a big day, but it's being on a Sunday, it's tough to make an argument for a holiday because, yeah, you know, there's no off day of work to offer. And, you know, I hate to go with the cliche, the easy response, but Monday after the Super Bowl is something that I think should be a thing, because that's one, like, you want to celebrate the Super Bowl, you want to have a good time, but it's like, oh, the Super Bowl's over, it's 9 p.m., better go home because I got work at 8 a.m. or,
yeah,
you know, whatever time you start work in the morning. So I think you got to go with the Monday after the Super Bowl, because that allows people to truly enjoy the Super Bowl and everything that you can have to offer at your respective viewing party.
I think that's what I would say would be the Monday after the Super Bowl. I think a lot of people would say the first round of the NCAA tournament, like the Thursday and Friday there.
Mm.
I don't say that because I work in sports, so, and you probably the same way. You're there if K-State's there, so it's not, you know, it's, that's just, you're working anyway. That's what you're doing. For me, I'm watching those games because I have to know about it. So I don't say that because I can watch.
Everybody always asks me, you know, they're like, oh, I bet it's so fun to go to the first and the second rounds of the NCAA tournament. They're crazy. I'm like, I see one, maybe two games.
Yeah, you miss out on the good stuff, yeah, if you're working, exactly. So, yeah.
That would be a good one, though. I do like that one.
Yeah, so, but I'm with you on the Monday after the Super Bowl for me, for my job, would be fun. But then we'd have to wait an extra day to talk about it on the sports ticket. So, man, what are you going to do on that situation? So, all right, well, Riley, thanks for joining us again today. Obviously, we're going to have much more to talk about here coming up in the next few weeks. We're looking forward to the start of football season, and we'll talk to you again next week, all right?
Yeah, man, pretty excited. We'll talk to you then.
All right, Riley Gates joining us again here today on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94. Again, that's brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Heineken Electric Residential and Commercial Electric Service Company. And we thank them for bringing you Go Powercats' very own Riley Gates each week here on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94. So, again, things will pick up next week with K-State football beginning their fall camp, and football season is coming, whether everybody's ready or not. So stay tuned. We'll continue with more coming up throughout the coming weeks with K-State football and K-State sports with Riley Gates. Well, thank you for joining us today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Waterside Wake Up here on Katy Country 94.